Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Slusarski. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive beyond second. Hill can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Henderson scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. McGuire moves to third. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McGuire scores. Steinbach scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Bordick moves to second. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck strikes out. 1 out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive beyond short. Gagne can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Puckett. McGuire tags and scores. Steinbach tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Laos hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground for a single. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up beyond second. Hill can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Bordick moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kipper now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive beyond second. Hill can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Kipper fields it and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Leoz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bordick is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson strikes out. There goes Bordick. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco is walked intentionally. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Harold Baines. Randy Reddy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Walton now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball towards left. Henderson catches it and throws to second to double up Puckett, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGuire hits a line drive towards third. Leos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive beyond second. Hill can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Walton. Munoz moves to second. Scott Laois is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laois is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laois hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Munoz scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Bordick. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Bordick steals third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Nelson now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship pinch runs for Randy Reddy. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-3, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGuire moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 4 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive off the glove of McGuire, and into shallow right field. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laos is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Laos strikes out. One out. Chili Davis pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larkin scores. It's 8-4, Athletics. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.